More cabinet ministers have joined the rush to deny having leaked cabinet discussions to the media. But the industry minister has confirmed that the reports emerging are accurate. The leaks related to stripping citizenship from alleged terrorists. Today, the communications minister, Malcolm Turnbull, said it wasn't an issue of bravado. Laws mustn't simply be tough. They've got to be the right laws. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Detailed leaks about the cabinet discussion have exposed different views among the government's senior ranks about stripping citizenship. Today, the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, said the Prime Minister knows she wasn't the leaker. Mr Turnbull also condemned the leaks.
Leaks from the cabinet, leaks from government, leaks from cabinet committees are very bad. They're deplorable. You know, the fact of the matter is you've got to be able to talk to your colleagues in a confidential fashion.
He says it wasn't him.
Can I tell you, I don't leak from cabinet meetings, and I didn't leak from the last one either. I don't leak from them.
But he was happy to discuss the law relating to when a country can strip someone of their citizenship, arguing it's an important issue.
There is one specific national security issue that we're all aware of and that we've been talking about, and I think it's important to be clear about it. And that is the concern that foreign fighters, Australians who've gone to fight in Iraq or Syria with Daesh, would come back to Australia or could come back to Australia. Now, let me explain what the legal position is now. Under Section 35 of the Citizenship Act, which has been in our law in that form since 1948, an Australian citizen who is a national of another country who fights in the armed forces of another country, it may not be the same other country, against Australia, loses his citizenship automatically. So if you, an Australian, went and fought in the Korean War, joined the North Korean army, his citizenship would be lost immediately. So you can see that as a matter of principle, and indeed as a matter of drafting, you're not actually going very far to look at Section 35 and say, well, let's modernise that in the real world, in the modern world, so that somebody who goes to fight for Daesh in Syria and Iraq, who is in conflict with Australian armed forces, loses their citizenship automatically. Now, that is, and therefore, obviously, couldn't come back to Australia. Now, that's very readily addressable.
Legislation to implement that change is expected soon. But the more contentious element is in a discussion paper, and that's the one that caused controversy in Cabinet. It would potentially remove citizenship from people who only have Australian citizenship, providing they could take up citizenship of another country. Mr Turnbull calls for caution on that.
What we need to do is to make sure that we get the balance right. But in terms of national security and counter-terrorism laws, we have to do, and this is the government's commitment, it's not good enough that laws simply be tough. You know, this is not a bravado issue. It's they've got to be the right laws. You've got to get the measure right. And the point I make about Section 35 is you have a law that's been on the books since 1948. An old law is a good law. The principles are well understood. A modification to that would not deal with every issue, but it would certainly deal with a dual national who was fighting in Syria or Iraq with Daesh.
The industry minister, Ian Macfarlane, denies that he revealed the details of the cabinet meeting.
I didn't leak. I don't know anything about it. I'm a very poor note taker, and the only thing I record are media interviews like this one.
And he says whoever did shouldn't stay in the ministry.
But I don't honestly know if someone has leaked and who has leaked. There's certainly been some very accurate statements made in newspapers in relation to discussions that were had in Cabinet.
Do you think those leakers should be sacked?
In the end, if people can't abide by the confidentiality of the Cabinet room, then they should leave the Cabinet. And that should be their decision. But where it becomes apparent, then obviously the Prime Minister's made it clear that he's going to take action.
Labor's Mark Dreyfus continued to pursue the issue in Question Time this afternoon.
I refer to the unprecedented cabinet leak on national security, given the Minister for Foreign Affairs and the Minister for Communications have publicly claimed that they weren't the source of the leak. Will the Prime Minister be seeking similar assurances from the Attorney-General, from the Minister for Agriculture, the Minister for Defence and the Minister for Education?
Yet again, we have proof that the contemporary Labor Party is more interested in trivia than the reality of national security, more interested in political gossip and trivia than they are in strengthening the national security of our nation.
The Prime Minister ending Louise Yaxley's report.